All right. Anyway, good evening, everyone. We're at BBS Radio and the world. This is Cameron live, and I want to welcome everyone. We had a nice show last week, and I want to introduce the best co-host that is in America. We have Bernadette.
Hey, everybody. Hi, Cameron. How is everybody tonight?
Oh, I'm good. It didn't rain too much in L.A. this week. We only had two times of rain. But other than that, I'm good. The weather is getting hot. The beaches are looking good, you know, and everything's good. And we're ready to go. So with that in mind, we're going to talk about all these things. And I know, Bernadette, we're going to talk about that horrible thing about the family that got, killed from this white supremacist. We'll talk about that. We're going to talk about Robert Mueller, what his report allegedly came out. It's the quickest report in TV history. And also Secretary of State Pompeo, you know, the one that Trump has, said that Trump was sent by God to save Israel. So we got stuff like that.
Oh, my God.
We got stuff like that. And then we have a priest that got stabbed during a mass in Canada. Crazy stuff. And what else? And then Kushner, the son-in-law of course, Donald Trump, used WhatsApp for official work. So it's a busy, busy show. And 45 snakes were found under the Texas house. I'm telling you, do you know where that was? Did you hear about it?
No.
No, there were snakes. In fact, it was breaking news today.
Snakes?
They found 45 snakes. Rattlesnakes.
Where?
Found under a Texas house. And they spotted it because they heard the noise. And then what they found was they were in this one part of the house. Could you imagine going to that one area of the house? I'd be running away when I see that.
Yeah.
I'd be running away. But anyway, they found all these snakes, and it took about five guys to capture them. And then when the professionals came, they said they'd never seen anything like it. So snakes can be in your back room, and you won't know about it. You know that?
That is crazy.
But it happened. We were trying to find out what area of Texas it was, but they didn't say. And then also on the news about Beto, everyone says, you know, he apologizes too much. Let the guy be Beto, right?
Yeah, exactly. You know, everybody wants to critique everybody. You know, there's something that I was actually thinking today.
Sure, go ahead.
It's exactly that, what you're talking about with Beto. Like, you know, when people say, oh, you're just not acting yourself, or, oh, you know what I mean? It's like, no,
right.
If you're acting that way, you are acting yourself. And so stop putting expectations, and you're either going to accept people for who they are or you're not. And if you don't, then that's fine. Walk away.
That's right.
But don't put your expectations or your,
judgment,
perception, exactly, onto somebody else. Because it might be out of the norm for you to experience certain types of behavior. I mean, that is the person. They wouldn't be acting that way if it wasn't a part of them. So, anyway.
Well, no, that is true. You're off your, we'll give you more to talk about. Anyway, what you said is right, because the big problem is that if someone speaks in America, they're already condemned. You're already condemned without the lynching. And I noticed on The View, They talked about Beto, and Joy says he apologizes for everything he apologizes. Then they had on McCain's daughter, and she looks better now. But I think Trump has been keeping her busy. He's saying, the father, can you imagine? The father's dead. What are you going to do to the man? You know, what more do you want it done? So, you know, we can talk a little about that, and we've got a lot to do. So welcome, everybody, our fun show on Friday night, and we're going to add on an hour soon. And I was going to tell everyone that it looks like we're going to be headed to the Comic-Con in Vegas. So that's coming up, and we've been invited, and now I got to get my hotel room.
Well, there you go.
There you go. And then you'll go with us a trip. We're going to go to Roswell. Would you like to go to Roswell?
Yes, I would. That would
Roswell,
be
we'll be going. We've been invited to go to Roswell, and there's some things that have been going on in Roswell that the government has not been talking about. And it'll be very interesting. In fact, our guest last week, she wants to go with us, Elizabeth Regal, the actress, producer,
that
the writer.
That would be awesome.
Isn't she cool? By the way, I want to thank her very much for coming on. And she wants to do a film starring me and you going to Roswell. Wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah, that would be fantastic.
If you're listening, Elizabeth, we'll take the role. We need the role.
Absolutely.
We need the role.
We'll take the role.
We'll take the role on television. To go on film, that'd be fun, you know. And what else is going to tell everyone? Also, coming up for us will be a lot of the theme festivals. We're going to do the Italian Festival. I think I should think of the one in San Jose. That's the best Italian festival in the country, along with San Gennaro in New York. And they're going to have theirs coming up. And then we've been invited to the San Diego Italian Festival, which is in, I don't know if you've ever been to San Diego, but they have Italian neighborhood, the north side, and they have the best food and the best cultural stuff. So we got ourselves covered with all different groups and everything. And then we're going to do the Israeli Festival from Santa Barbara, which will be happening for the Israeli Independence Day. We'll cover that. And I got one for you to cover if you're not busy up in Bayou. There's an Israeli Independence, and it's supposed to be fun. So you'll cover that. And we're covering it all over the place. Anyway, I wanted to mention... I want to mention people have been asking me about your group. So tell us a little more for the people that want to know.
Oh, for my workshop?
Yeah, for your workshop. I got 6 emails. So go ahead.
Okay. So 26th, 27th of April.
Okay.
Going to be held in downtown Austin.
All right.
We're going to start Friday evening. That's the 26th. We're going to have a little meet and greet that night. We're going to do a little special activity that night.
Okay.
And then we're going to go hardcore on Saturday. We're going to work on shedding toxic layers and just realigning ourselves and raising our vibration, just being the best that we can be. So.
Oh, that's
it's going
great.
To be, it's very exciting. We have a couple other practitioners that are going to be there. So we have a bunch of different activities that we're going to be incorporating into the workshop. And, those things that sometimes we just need to feel better about ourselves.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes we need to relieve stress and anxiety. Sometimes we just need to learn how to rise above the chaos and the stress of everyday life and hold that vibration. So that's what this is all about. It's creating the best you possible. And
I was going to say, this is the year 2019. It's a time to change your life. And I got that in a fortune cookie. You know what it said? Change is always good to create a new heart. I got that in a fortune cookie.
That's really good. And you know what? Change is good, and change is inevitable. So, a lot of times change is difficult for people, and it's understandable, because it can be a little turbulent at times. But, when you realize that there's beauty in it, and, we look at everything as if it is in alignment with where our soul is and where our vibration is, then we can, one, take responsibility for it, and two, begin to allow ourselves to move more fluidly with the change, which makes it a little more tolerable and easier to handle.
Right. Right. That's true. Because me, what I learned from you is that I had a crazy week this week, and we had some family issues. But you know what I do to escape? I just give myself joy. I just give energy, because if I don't do that, I get myself entangled in the negative way, and then it takes me 3 or 4 or 5, 8 days to get clear. And I don't want to get clear in 8 days. I want to get clear today. And it was just interesting. I learned something from you. I had to go on a business meeting, and it was for Amazon. And I went to his business meeting, and it was, you know, the people were very nice. They gave us a lot of props. And I said, so when are you ready to do this new type of show? Well, we're going to decide. I said, let's do it right now. So I got the guy thinking about the show concept this week. So hopefully we'll get an answer on Amazon. Wouldn't it be fun?
That would be wonderful.
So he's thinking about it. He's thinking. Yeah. And now one other thing I was going to mention, the statement by Pompeo that said that Trump is God's representative to Israel. I got to tell you this. some people will laugh. You know, you got to have laughter here, you know. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has said it is possible that President Donald Trump was sent by God to save Israel from Iran. Isn't that interesting? He said in an interview with the CBN network during a high-profile trip to Israel, he said that his faith that made him believe that. So he believed his faith made him believe that Trump is the messenger. He also praised U.S. efforts to make sure that this democracy in the Middle East, that this Jewish state remains. Isn't that interesting?
That is really interesting.
And what happened, by the way?
Beyond interesting.
Yeah, it is. And then, you know, the Jewish holiday, I was wondering what's going to happen. Purim is where people dress up like Halloween. Well, that's this week, and commemorates the biblical rescue of the Jewish people by Queen Esther from the Persians, as the interviewer noted to Mr. Pompeo. So it is very interesting what he said. He was asked if President Trump right now had been sort of raised for such a time, and this is what he said, like Queen Esther, to help save the Jewish people from an Iranian menace. He says, as a Christian, I certainly believe that's possible. I said, Mr. Pompeo, a former Kansas senator and CIA director, I'm confident that the Lord is at work here. And he said he came under fire during his last tour of the Middle East by holding a conference call and only inviting faith-based members of the media to join him. So interesting what's going on with that, because he's been more or less, that's been his mission, you know. So very interesting in that. So, you know, I never heard Trump being the Messiah or being the messenger.
Well, not since the one lady that you had on. She mentioned something about it, too. I forget what
you're talking about. She's going to come back on. You're talking about Reverend Tenaya. She was talking about it was all negative when you listened to the show. But I try to get her to say, okay, did you have a good week? Did you have a good week? She'll talk about something, but sometimes she'll get really negative. And when you go negative, people don't want to listen. Right? And they kind
that's true. Well, you're looking at people to listen, but people who are in alignment with that same negativity.
Right, exactly. She's going to be on. We're going to have her back as well as Shannon. So it'll be upcoming shows. And Reverend Tenaya will tell us, you know, she has this things with God, and she talks about what she sees. So she'll be on in the next couple of weeks, I guess. And then me and you are going to be busy doing our thing. But we'll have, in fact, you'll join me for my show we're going to do from, I'm going to be in Miami. So when I'm in Miami, I'm going to get you on the radio. We're going to do the special leader from Japan coming, and I'll be doing the show on Friday night. In fact, I'm going to leave Friday night to go to Miami. It looks like.
Next week?
No, I'm leaving the 20th was the day I was supposed to leave Saturday, but it looks like the 19th may be a better day, and maybe get back to the 21st, because I can't get a flight on the 20th for some reason.
Really?
It's really difficult. So anyone out there who works for the airlines or who knows the person to get a flight, call us. By the way, let's give out our phone numbers. 1-888-760, and that's 8061, or 323-744-4828. Those are our numbers for everyone from all across the country. You can call us toll free. And also, we heard about iHeartRadio, and we're now part of iHeartRadio. Did you know that?
Awesome. That's exciting. So we've been inching our way.
We're inching away, and then we're part of iHeart. You'll get a card with iHeart. I'll make sure that one is made for you. Because once you show them iHeart, people go, wow, I didn't know you worked for them. But iHeart is a huge, huge decision maker in radio. And they're going to be very big during the election because they're pretty open and they don't take one side or the other, which is nice, you know. And then Fox, what do you think of Jeannie, our judge who kind of got her show taken over by Fox, Jeannie Pirio? Well, anyway, she started to get into the negative about immigration. Guess what happened? Fox was ordered to get rid of her on the show. So she's she hasn't been on. And in fact, there's been a big campaign to get her off the air permanently. So it's very, very interesting.
Wow.
Yeah, very interesting. And then we're starting to get all our candidates together. We got Beto, and we got the Indianapolis, you know, the guy who is the mayor of Notre Dame, who happens to be gay, who cares, and he's running. So he's becoming very interesting as a VP possibility. You know, I don't know if you've heard him. He's a very interesting guy. They had him on The View, and I'm seeing him more and more on the air. And then Elizabeth Warren called Trump. She said he's a terrorist. So it should get interesting.
Yeah, that's more accurate.
It should get more interesting as the months go by. And then in California, they want to charges $10 a month for using water. Did you hear about that?
$10 a month for using water?
Yeah, any water you use or don't use it, they want $10 a month. I think that's outrageous because the bills are high. It's going to make them higher. And what it's going to do, you know, our governor, Gavin Newsom, I think he's out of control. Because when you do that, only going to, you know, the poor are going to get poorer, the rich are going to get richer. Right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think.
Yep.
So they want to do it, and then I hope it doesn't happen. Because, you know, they got enough for marijuana, okay? Marijuana has been such a helpful thing for California. You know that. Marijuana has helped the state in a lot of ways. But what they need to do is get people to go out for jobs, you know, in the job arena. Because if you create jobs with something, you get people working. That's the main thing. You know, do you have high unemployment there and out there, or is it low?
We are, we're probably right in the middle.
Okay.
Now, it's not an overwhelming, I can't give you the exact statistics, but understand, we just had Google come in, Facebook is now here.
Wow.
We have Apple just opened up shop. So, they're going to be opening up for another, I think they said 150,000 jobs.
Wow. So Apple's going to
between
to Austin?
All of the different companies that are coming
wow.
in.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. All of the major, major companies are setting up shop here in Austin. Yeah.
Well, you can't blame them because Texas is a good place with taxes and everything to start a business. And California, the problem here is we have too many stupid state assembly, the assembly guys, and they're thinking, oh, we're going to overcharge. It ain't going to happen, you know. And it ain't going to happen when you overcharge people because they don't want to pay, you know, to come here.
Yeah.
And, you know, whatever. That's cool. That's a cool situation.
Well,
anyway,
it is, but it isn't because of the population. I mean, the city was
right.
not set up to handle that many people. So
right.
That's the
well, yeah, that's the problem because when you get so many people, it's it gets a little crazy. Now I'm going to play everyone at home. You're going to hear it. There was a lady in Germany. She has a troop of 20 kids, and I was sent this music video, and she has black leather on. I don't know what she's doing with black leather, and she's Orthodox. Oh, yeah, yay. Anyway, she has a traditional Jewish song for the Sabbath. We're going to play it, a little bit of it, and then we're going to go back to talk. So let's take a moment, and we're going to play it. Her name is Olan Berlin. flavor right now. Okay. Here we go. Did you hear it?
Yeah. Yeah, I couldn't, yeah. What do you think of it?
Well, they're doing their little disco. It's kind of funny. They're doing a little dance with all the kids. Now, as you're listening, this is Olam Berlin, a troupe of about 20 kids from Israel, and some of them are traditional, some are not. And they're doing different costumes and talking about the Shabbat.
Wow.
And also to run Central Council of Jews in Germany. We'll listen to a little more, then we'll go back.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow, you see them dancing. Anyway, what we're going to do when they come to Los Angeles, they have a whole dance. We're going to play them later. That's a group out of Germany, and they perform. They're called Jewish Eurovision 2019 Berlin High. So we're going to see if we can maybe interview them. It's very interesting. They're talking about survival in their video. Okay, so now we go back to the wonderful world of life. Okay. Watch later. But I thought it was interesting because, you know, nowadays you can see everything on video, you know? Let me get back to what we're talking about. So let's share. See, what we're going to do is on the future shows, we're going to share what's in the news. So people, like I was talking with Don from BBS, we're going to have everything automatically live. So if we play something, you're going to hear it live, you know?
That's awesome.
So that's what we're doing. Yeah, it's fun. It's fun. Other than that, as we now are iHeartRadio, LA Talk Radio, or no, BBS Radio up in the Bay Area, and we wanted to let people know that the weather here has been nice. It's a cool 63 degrees right now, and where you are, I think it's like 58. All right, something like that.
Yeah. It was beautiful all day today. We were in the 80s today.
Oh, really? So you had a nice day. It's getting better here now. And some news I was going to mention. Jerry Stiller's daughter is going to college. She's, I guess she didn't go through the illegal way like our two actresses did last week. But she's going to college. Isn't that
wow.
interesting?
That's
See, I
great.
Can't believe, I can't. Well, her mom played one of the Brady Bunch. He married the Brady Bunch character, the lady. I don't know if it was Janet, but
okay.
With the Daughters Game Big. Daughters Game Big. And also, John McCain's ultra-private daughter, Bridget, tweets directly to Trump over his attack. You are a child. Isn't that cool? She's telling him how he's treating. You're a child. These are the latest on the internet right now. And then we talked about Jeanine Pirro's show off Fox News schedule for a second week. You know, Fox is going to their lawyers and saying, "What should we do with the show?" And you know, they're probably saying, "You know what? If I were you, we kind of must cancel it." So I have a feeling her show would be canceled. She's very controversial, and I think that's what's going to happen. And very, very interesting what goes on with people when they have hate. And they have to – what we need to do is have – if people have that much hate, they should be on radio. Don't you agree?
Yeah, you know, you have – things are changing.
The thing is that we – you know Fox News said about – Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez, leave the girl alone. She's just been a congressman for maybe, a month? Let her be, or 2 months. Let her be. So Fox is saying everything wrong with her. Let her be who she is. Let's have an opposing side, you know? That's crazy.
Yeah. They don't like opposition, though, especially when it goes against what the upper elite really has on their agenda. So,
That's true.
They don't like that at all.
In Israel, they want to make the occupied area of Golan Heights part of Israel. So the Druze, which are Arabs that live there, they don't want Israel to have that property. And the only reason that they're against Israel was because they lost a lot of land in the war zone, and which is crazy. But they did, and that's why they're anti-Israel, Let me put on something else here. I'm going to exit right now. We exited that music video. Let me get some other stuff that's going on.
I want to tell you real quick that the rattlesnakes were in Abilene, Texas.
Abilene. Is Abilene known to have rattlesnakes?
Yeah. That's a lot of flat land out there, a lot of dirt. They thrive out there.
So tell us what you were able to find out. How now, when you have that many rattlesnakes in one room, it must be dangerous as heck.
You would imagine so. I mean, obviously, there's it's like a family. They're going to keep reproducing. I couldn't imagine though, honestly, having snakes come in through different areas of the house.
What's common in Texas? It's very common for rattlesnakes to, even California, because here you see them, but you really don't see them. For example, like in Texas, you have the sidewinders. Oh, this is the story. A Texas man found a few rattlesnakes under his home and watched a snake keeper. Yeah, 45. Oh, my God. And they had to remove 45. They had to remove 45. That's crazy. But anyway, it is a true story, and you were right, from Abilene, Texas. And they show it. Yeah, unbelievable.
I used to live out there, and they did. Every once in a while, you would hear about snakes coming up through the sewer, into the bathroom and that kind of thing. And then,
Do you ever experience a rattlesnake?
I have experienced a rattlesnake, yeah. Not
oh, God.
In my house.
Scary?
I have experienced a chicken snake in my house, though.
Yeah, what?
A chicken snake. I guess it's another word for a garden snake. I'm not real sure.
Oh, yeah, garden. Yeah.
It was big and black, and it was kind of freaky, even though they're supposed to be harmless. As far as the rattlesnake, though, I lived in Tennessee for a little while, and there was rattlesnakes and copperheads out there, so we came across them rather often. It's not my favorite thing to deal with, to be honest.
No rattlesnakes for you. A very interesting story, what's going on. Now, we're going to talk about entertainment, our entertainment column for today. There's a lot of new albums out, and we're going to tell you some entertainment news. I used to do entertainment news at LA Talk Radio, and we say, what's the latest news? So we're going to go through our good friends at TMZ, and they say, Cardi B sues bloggers over drugs, prostitution and herpes claims. Oh my God. All that in one. She's a very talented, she's a rap star, isn't she? Cardi B.
She is. She's very popular, especially among the younger female audiences. She's very popular. Yeah.
Anyway, so the latest is she was a blogger over drugs, prostitution and herpes claims. If you have herpes, you wouldn't want to claim it. All right? You want to run away from the herpes claim. Put it on and talk about it. And then R. Kelly, our man R. Kelly, well, he pulls a plug on Jocelyn Savage family. They showed him with 12-year-old girls. Oh, my God. This guy, you thought he was crazy enough, but now with 12-year-old girls, he's nuts. He is nuts.
How old is he now?
He must be in his near 50. would say near 50, because he started the days of, you know, Peaches, you know, the rap people that started. So he's got to be in his mid-40s to 50s. Got to be. And,
yeah, he'll have to be in his 50s.
And then,
look, you know, let me look that up.
Yeah, you look it up, and I'm going to tell you about Kim Kardashian news. Well, Kim Kardashian bought people lemonade and to raise money for a good cause. It was in the news, and they're raising money, not for Kanye running for office, but their money is for mental illness, a problem we have in America, so she's raising money for it. You know,
good
and she's willing to pay for prisoners, which is kind of neat, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway, Barbara Walters, right now, she has dementia, and Barbara Walters fell today.
Oh.
For all those people who are fans. Yeah, she fell today. Barbara Walters is 89 years old. And we haven't seen, you notice, when she left The View, they, like, hit her away, right? You never saw her again. And so Barbara Walters had a problem today, and she's 89. And what else? See, I give you the news. I give you the entertainment news.
I love that. So Barbara Walters is she just been diagnosed with dementia, or is it something that has been getting? Is it?
Well, I think she's been getting bad because they asked Joyce, you know, Behar about it. She said Barbara was getting really bad. About her illnesses, and I got some Roseanne news. Roseanne's show was canceled pretty quick, but her daughter on the show, Sarah Gilbert, said she ruined her life as season two deal loomed at the Conners. So she's, you know, the Conners is a cute show. Do you ever watch it?
No.
It's a cute show, and. And you know our friend, she would ruin it. Definitely ruin the show, you know. And also, we got some dating news. Cory Booker, who's running for president, is dating Rosario Dawson. So that could be a match for First Lady.
Wow,
and
that's
said,
wonderful.
Isn't that cool?
Sure,
that's
works.
Good news. That's good news. And then Robert Durst, the crazy guy, who beat up and killed people, he killed your wife to cover up your wrongdoing. That's going to trial. It's a crazy case. He's kind of insane. But they get him out because he's got a lot of money. And he's really nuts. Really nuts, nutso. And he's in, right now he's presently locked up in downtown L.A. in a cell. So I don't think he's going to be getting out anytime soon. All right, another one. Another news item, you know, about Khloe Kardashian. She's finally done with Kristen because she saw him write a post about meeting another woman. Oh, my God, how pathetic can you be to do that when she's your wife and write a post that he's dating someone else? Can you imagine that?
Yeah,
so,
no.
He's what we call the...
I just, for the record, I helped coach through a toxic relationship. So,
oh, really?
Absolutely.
Well, people
ask,
let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
When you do a toxic relationship, is it, you know, talking about a male and female relationship, is there both equal causes of problems or... Does one control the cause? Is the man the control of the cause?
No, I can't say that one controls over the other. I mean,
so it's
honestly,
equal. It's equal basis.
I think that everybody has... One, you have to understand that what you have in your life, you've attracted into your life. So
right.
If there's an issue, then there's an issue on both sides that needs to be dealt with. And so you can't point fingers one to the other. Really,
right.
What you need to do is look at yourself and look within,
right.
Because that's where you're going to get your healing from. And until you are able to take responsibility for where you are, and until you are ready to shed those toxic layers, heal what is at the core, which is causing you to attract individuals
right.
that are not a healthy match for you, you know, you're going to continue to loop in those cycles. And that's what I
right.
help you
it's
to
true.
Do. You know, as I want to help you to shed those toxic layers, to heal to the core and attract to you the abundant life that you deserve. So,
right.
And it,
right.
It takes,
and
it
by the way,
work.
All I was going to say is wait till you take the class coming up. Your life will change. The
yes.
class that you're going to be teaching. See, I hyped your class. So everyone out there can hear about your class. We hyped the
oh,
class.
You did? And
of course. We're partners of crime. We work together.
Yeah.
So it's going to be coming up soon. Save your pennies. Save your nickels.
Yes.
And she
yes,
said,
indeed.
And then Bernadette said that they got some nice eating places in her hometown. Her new hometown.
Eating places, you have entertainment. I mean, we are the live music capital.
Oh, right, yeah. Well, they
so.
Well, they call you the Berkeley of Texas. They call you the Berkeley of Texas.
There you go.
That's what it is. And then I was going to get into, we'll get some other news. But anyway, that's the news from TMZ. We thank TMZ. Being they sent us some direct stuff. And now let's get into some other issues, topics, and oh God, what a week it was. A guy left, I want to say Columbia Pictures, because he has a, he promised the lady a role in the movie, and it never happened. You know, like, what's his name? You know, the guy they caught. So anyway, he resigned. So any of you Hollywood people, don't promise something you cannot keep. Right?
Nobody should promise something they can't keep. Not
that's
just
it.
Nobody.
Well, they caught the guy, and he was a big producer with Columbia Pictures, so I don't think he's going to be doing too much between you and me and the lamppost. And by the way, this weekend I will be visiting friends of mine in Torrance, and that's a part by the airport, by LAX, so I'll be going out there tomorrow. Come back on Sunday, and it'll be nice to see some friends of mine. They're, one of my friends is does energy healing for groups, so we get to see him perform. So it'll be kind of nice.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's wonderful. You know, that is a beautiful thing. I'm all about energy healing. In fact, I incorporate that into all of my workshops as well. And
oh yeah,
I think it's wonderful.
Thank you. I enjoy receiving and giving, because see, when you receive and give, you feel better. And if you're allowed to give, it's great. Because I was giving, you know what's funny, I was giving my dog, and my dog loved it. So she came back to me and wanted more. They know
yeah,
about energy.
Yes, they do.
They know about energy.
I was doing a session the other day when and one of the pets had come in, and the individual was, you know, kind of concerned, and I'm like, you know what?
Uh-huh.
They're soaking it up just as much as
oh,
know,
the energy,
as you are.
And they're
they soak up that energy.
And you know what happens, Sue? Like, I think you told me a long time about, like, when my mom died. What was really interesting was I received for an hour, and I felt like last night the most greatest thing happened to me. I fell asleep, and I never do that.
Yeah.
You know, like, in a room, like, just fall asleep, zonked out. I was zonked out for 2 hours, and it was
nice.
A wonderful thing, because I felt I needed it. And my problem is, you know, having a dog, you know, sit on your bed and go back and forth, it gets
yeah.
a little crazy, and the dog
yeah.
to go up and down and all around. But anyway, I got sleep. It felt so good when you get sleep. That, you know, you need to get good sleep, don't you?
Yeah,
do you agree?
You do,
so,
and if you, especially when you're getting energy healing done like that, and if you fall asleep, the good news is that a lot of times your team, your higher
right.
team, in order to work on you to the degree in which they want to, they will put you out.
Right. Well, that is true. That is true. But it feels good to be
yeah.
knocked out. I always say,
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I'd rather be knocked out than knocked in. What do they do? When you knocked in, you go, what? What's going on here? And one other thing, in our entertainment bulletin, we give you everything on the show. We go from issues to entertainment to film. In fact, Elizabeth's going to come back on. In fact, she's going to find out when she's going to do a screening. And guess what? You're going to be invited to come. So we're going to have you come see her film. And she'll invite people from out there. She's a wonderful spiritual lady. If you listen to her that day, she wants to know about her spiritual basis. And she's an interesting lady. I met her, I had an ad to look for new talent. And she answered my ad. Isn't that interesting?
Really?
Yeah,
and
that's how I met Elizabeth Regal. And she's a nice lady. Yeah. She's very nice. Yeah, I'm glad we connected for last week because the week before was crazy. It was really crazy.
You know, she mentioned about looking for or being interested in life coaching. So she is interested in that.
Oh, she was interested in your stuff. Yeah. By the way, I want you to picture, say, get your tickets because, you know, tickets, you know, time goes by and it goes fast. So get your tickets now. And, but by the way, one other thing, airplane flights. I'm having a problem getting an airplane flight to Miami. How's it for Texas? It's probably a little better.
Well, you know, I mean, we're in spring break, too, so.
Oh, that's
what it is. Yeah, spring breaks right now all over the place. So, you know, Austin has been kicking. We've had so many. And we also just ended South by Southwest. Remember, that was all last week.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
And you're also going to have Jimmy Kimmel coming out soon. Jimmy Kimmel's going to do the show, and then he's going to Vegas. Yeah, when we go to Vegas for the, you know, for that wonderful show, he will be out there.
Yeah.
And then you'll do some Comic-Con this year. I'm going to have you, you know, meet the people. Your daughter could go with you. They're going to have one, I remember, in, I want to say, Dallas. So we'll let you know about that. I'll let you know, definitely. It's good to go Comic-Con because it's a nice event. You know, because when you do go, you get to share it, you get to have fun. Because every Comic-Con has been fun for me. It's been, you meet interesting people, so it's kind of nice. God, we got 7 minutes, 7 minutes of show left. Boy, do we do a show fast or what? Even when you're on with me, it still goes by fast. And you go, what happened? What happened to the show? Why is it going on? So isn't that true? When we do a show together, it's very fast. Very fast.
Okay.
And one other thing I was going to mention about travel. What do you think is the most inexpensive place for summer of American City? This kind of surprised me. A place you never think was a travel town. Well, I never thought about it, but you know what they had on the thing? Salt Lake City. It's the most inexpensive place to have, to get out of town. And I never knew about that. You know.
You know, that's not surprising though. I'm not a big fan of Utah. I mean,
I love
the people. I love the people
right.
of Utah.
Right. Well, you're politically right because it could be a bit much, some of the people there. But Utah is something beautiful. Like, I got to see it a couple of times. And when I went last time, I was in a town called Orem. But I don't want to be converted when I go there. But
right.
It happened. People go, so what do you do? What religion? Oh, Jewish. Okay, we're going to show you the Jewish exhibit in the bottom floor. They make you feel like you're from the bottom floor. You know, the Mormon Church, I never knew they had that. They had these places, and it was kind of strange. And then some guy was trying to talk to me about singing. I go, if I sang, your ears are not going to sound the same. You know? That's the best thing.
That's truth right there.
That is. My singing is bad.
I'm not saying that. It's just owning it, you know.
Well, they really want me, you know. They really want us to say it. And
if you really want me to.
You want me to sing? That's it. That's there it goes.
I'm just saying.
There he goes. There it goes. One thing for you to think about for next week. We're going to talk about psychic reading. We're going to see if we can get my girlfriend Shannon to come on. And Shannon, you met her, you've talked to her, you've been read by her. And Shannon has a very positive outlook. So I'm going to see if she released her book. She has a book out, coming out. And she was a lady that got shot. She got shot in Vegas when they had that crazy killer. Yeah, it was sad.
Really?
That crazy. She got shot, and for this day, I think she still remembers. It's a horrible thing. You go away for vacation, you know, you're going to this music award show, and you get shot.
Yeah.
That's horrible.
Oh, my God, that's terrible.
That's
horrible.
I told my sister, we'll be safe. Comic-Con will be safe. Because Comic-Con is like, they have a wall of security, you know, because they don't want anything to happen. But that was scary. And guess what happened? The hotels are suing the people, the MGM, they're suing the people that went. That's crazy. So anyway.
They're suing the people that went.
No, the people that got injured, it's crazy. I never heard of it. Where a big entity like MGM is suing them for, for expressing what happened. First of all, people should be free to do what they want. And And MGM shouldn't be their boss.
Whatever happened to freedom of speech? Is that just not applied to the people?
I don't know. I think it left. I think nowadays people don't look at everything, and they don't realize that people have their own things that they have to resolve. And the thing with with freedom of speech, we need to act more for that. To have more expression. You know, like the artists. You know, they have a thing here called the Artists, Santa Clarita Artists Fair, where people draw what they feel. And it's a wonderful thing to go to. Because people are, tell their expression, what they feel, you know. So I like artistry. Artsy fartsy, as they say, right?
There you go.
Artsy fartsy. Anyway, we've got 2 minutes to go, and we're ready. We just wanted to tell everyone thank you. We'll get calls next week. Because I was talking with Don. Sometimes, on a Friday night show, and this happened to me at the other station, sometimes people want to listen. And because of the week, the week gets so compounded, they just want to listen. So that's okay. You can listen. We're fun. Fun to listen to.
Exactly.
By the way, tomorrow's the lottery.
Interactive. What's that?
Hey. Oh, yeah, we're interactive. We just talk about anything. By the way, tomorrow's the lottery. Who's going to play it? You know what? I'll tell you what the lottery is. They have the California lottery. And I'll tell you what the latest. We're going to give you the latest information right here on the old computer. All right. Lottery, lottery, lottery. Okay. Here we go. The mega number. Do they give the prizes? Let's see. We got to get to the nitty gritty. Okay. Well, we have one of them. Where is that? Okay. The lottery's cute. They say what they're giving back. They don't get the game. Let's see the games. Come on, get to the games. Okay. Tomorrow's lottery, I think you're playing it too in Texas. It's called the Powerball.
The Powerball.
You have that there? Powerball.
The Powerball?
$625 million.
Ours is up to $550.
We're catching up to you in California. And by the way, please play responsibly. We don't want you to be on a Gamblers Anonymous. We don't want people to go nuts. We don't want to have any of that. But anyway, tomorrow will be $625 million. Do you ever think, I never think of what I could do with the money. I always think, if I had a little bit, what would I do? Give back to charity. Give to my friend there in Texas. Give to people that you want to help out, that's what I would do with the money.
You know what? I was thinking about it. What I would do is I would absolutely create homes and plantation-type homes for the homeless.
Oh, nice. That's a very good idea. That's a very good idea.
Because apparently, the upper elite doesn't want to. So.
Well, of course. Well, because it is a challenge to them. And they don't realize when you help people, you get it back. You don't have to, God will give you in mysterious ways, so you don't have to ask for it, it comes. Anyway, with that in mind, my dear, we had a good show. It went by fast. And good night from Los Angeles, and you want to say good night from? Austin, Texas. So we'll see you next week on Cameron Live, and we're going to talk about many different subjects. We're going to see if we can get other things. And by the way, we are on iHeartRadio, everyone out there. So we're in the big leagues now. So we're on iHeartRadio. Yes. Anyway, everyone we're now hitting in the major leagues.
that's wonderful.
Anyway, we want to thank everyone.
Are wanting to go to the workshop coming up here in Austin, hit me up on my social media. Okay, Bernadette MD Gabrielle. All right, love you all. Thank you for
listening.
Love you,
Bernadette. Have a good
love
week.
Cameron.
Take care.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye.